गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना रजजन रंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोदशाध्याय श्रीमद् दिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्त वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास हरिगौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जाए श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाए श्री नवद्वीप धाम की जाए श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाए गंगा माई की जाए यमुना माई की जाए तुलसी देवी की जाए भक्ति देवी की जाए कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations, text number 13. Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam Sarvashrama Namaskritam Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam Sarvashrama Namaskritam Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Namaskritam. Ashtame Meru Devyam Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Vartma Dhiranam Namaskritam. Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabhir Jata Urukramaha Darshayan Vartma Dhirana Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Ashtame, the eighth of the incarnations. Meru Devyam Tu, in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of Nabhehe, King Nabhi, Jataha, took birth Urukramaha, the all powerful Lord. Darshayan, by showing, Vartma, the way, Dhiranam, of the perfect beings, Sarva, all, Ashrama, orders of life, Namaskritam, honored by. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The eighth incarnation was King Rishabha, son of King Nabhi, and his wife Meru Devi. In this incarnation, the Lord showed the path of perfection, which is followed by those who have fully controlled their senses and who are honored by all orders of life. Purport. The society of human beings is naturally divided into eight by orders and statuses of life. The four divisions of occupation and four divisions of cultural advancement. The intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class and the labor class are the four divisions of occupation. And the student life, the householder life, retired life and the renounced life are the four statuses of cultural advancement towards the path of spiritual realization. Out of these, the renounced order of life or the order of sannyas is considered the highest of all, and a sannyasi is constitutionally the spiritual master for all the orders and divisions. In the sannyas order also, there are four stages of upliftment toward perfection. These stages are called Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. The Paramahamsa stage of life is the highest stage of perfection. This order of life is respected by all others. Maharaj Rishabha, the son of King Nabhi and Meru Devi, was an incarnation of the Lord, and he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya. And he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya, which sanctifies one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness, which is eternal and ever increasing. Every living being is searching after happiness, but no one knows where eternal and unlimited happiness is obtainable. Foolish men seek after material sense pleasure as a substitute for real happiness. But such foolish men forget that temporary so-called happiness derived from sense pleasures is also enjoyed by the dogs and hogs. No animal, bird or beast is bereft of his sense pleasure. In every species of life, including the human form of life, such happiness is immensely obtainable. The human form of life, however, is not meant for such cheap happiness. The human life is meant for attaining eternal and unlimited happiness by spiritual realization. This spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya, or undergoing voluntarily the path of penance and abstinence from material pleasure. Those who have been trained for abstinence in material pleasures are called dhira, or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the orders of sannyas, and they can gradually rise to the status of the Paramahamsa, which is adored by all members of society. King Rishabha propagated this mission, and at the last stage, he became completely aloof from the material bodily needs, which is a rare stage not to be imitated by foolish men, but to be worshipped by all. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we are continuing the discussions from the third chapter of the first canto of Bhagavatam, wherein answering the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami is delineating the various incarnations of the Lord and the special activities that were performed by these incarnations. Although the purpose of the Lord is the same as explained in the Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. But each time, he does it in a very unique way and doesn't repeat the same thing. And in this way, he actually attracts the heart of the living entities, and at the same time setting things right for the purpose for which this material world has been created. That is, for the rebellious souls actually to purify their existence and go back to the spiritual world. Tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti. So in this particular verse, in that serial order, the eighth incarnation is being mentioned, who appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Priyavrat. Yesterday we heard how the Lord appeared in various families and satisfied the devotees. So herein it is explained how Maharaj Nabhi, after getting married to Meru Devi, was desiring a truly glorious son to leave the legacy of his dynasty behind. And therefore he performed tremendous austerities, yajnas, profuse charity. And in one of those yajnas, it is described how personally the Supreme Lord appeared with his four hands, and he was extremely pleased. He expressed his pleasure at Maharaj Nabhi's sacrifices being performed. And the priests, on behalf of the king, expressed to the Lord
that let him be bestowed with a son like you. And the Lord, being very pleased, announced that I shall appear in the womb of Meru Devi personally. And very soon, he actually appeared. And it is described he was so beautiful. So beautiful. And decorated with wonderful, not just physical features, but so many wonderful qualities also, which are currently, potentially, not visible, but there. And because he was the best amongst all the human beings in terms of his beauty and qualities, Maharaj Navi gave him the name Rishabha. Rishabha means the supreme, the best. No? Purusha Rishabha, the best of them. So this Rishabha, this name was given to him. And it is described in the earlier years of Rishabhdev's life, Indra had stopped showering rains out of envy of Rishabhdev. And without caring for Indra, Rishabhdev, by his own potency, he caused profuse shower of rain, as much as needed, into his whole large expanse of Ajanabha. At that time it was called Ajanabha. Because his son's name, Bharat Maharaj, later became, this place became Bharatvarsha. Earlier it was Ajanabha. So, immediately Indra could actually understand. And he actually offered a very beautiful lady to Rishabhdev. Her name was Jayanti. And Rishabhdev was married to Jayanti. And as soon as Maharaj Nabhi realized that Rishabhdev has come of age and he can handle the responsibilities of the kingdom, he retired along with his wife and went to Badrikashram. And there, serving Naranarayan Rishi, he attained the ultimate perfection of life. Interesting, even though Rishabhdev was at home, he demonstrated the duty as father, as son. So Rishabhdev, truly following in the footsteps of his father, as explained here in this particular verse, lived a very, very ideal householder life also. He had 100 sons through Jayanti Devi. And the eldest was Bharat, Maharaj Bharat, after whom this whole planet came to be known as Bharatvarsha. So, and then he had 9 other sons who were powerful Kshatriyas, to whom later Maharaj Rishabhdev handed over the 9 different regions, divided into 9 parts, and distributed his whole kingdom. His next 9 sons were the Navayogendras, the very, very exalted Bhagavatas, who travel all over in all directions, preaching the message of pure devotional service, which we hear in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, and Vasudev. And next 81 sons became very, very well-mannered Brahmanas, pure-hearted Brahmanas. So interestingly, Prabhupada mentions in the purport how guna karma vibhagashah, Krishna says in the Gita, that chaturvarnya maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah, how it's based on guna and karma and not by birth. So here was Rishabhdev, powerful Kshatriya, of course he is completely transcendental, but his 100 sons of different natures. So, one time, along with his sons, he was going on a tour to Brahmavarta. And there in an assembly of Brahmanas, his children sat down and the Brahmanas were instructing, and he also sat there, and through the medium of his sons, he actually instructed the whole world for all time to come. Just as Krishna, Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat Sarvo Upanishadu Gavo Dugdha Gopalanandan. Krishna, using Arjun as an instrument, he taught the purpose of his descent as to instructing, not only establishing through example, but instructing how to not imitate, but follow in the footsteps of the instructions that are given. Later, when he made sure that his kingdom is extremely well run, exactly as per the instructions of the scriptures, and having personally also demonstrated the highest standard of the orders of life, statuses and orders of life, he took the next stage, that is the sannyas. And as explained in the purport, there are four stages. Kutichak means you stay in the same village but establish a small kuti outside. You know, because you are used to particular type of food cooked by your wife. Suddenly going there and begging anything anywhere, you may have stomach problem. So therefore, kutichak, dabba comes only, that's all. Once in a day. Then bahudak. Then gradually that dependence, not from the home, but, you know, go nearby villages, or not to burden anyone, but just madhukari, few houses a day, a little from each house. Bahudaka. And then there is Parivrajakacharya. Then you leave that place, start wandering. And then Paramahamsa, completely beyond all the varnas and the ashramas. And then kind of an avadhut, completely above, just like Sukadeva Goswami, or later Jadabharat also. So, completely aloof to all the needs of the gross and the subtle body. That's the whole idea, basically. Self-realization, in the same chapter, in the later verses, I think 33rd verse, very beautifully Srila Prabhupada explains what is self-realization. We'll come to that. And then he actually starts moving. And while traveling, he enters southern part of India called Karnataka. There are some kingdom of Konka, Venka and Kutaka. He is walking through that and there is a forest, Kutakachala, on the hills. And as he is walking in, he is traveling through that and all the people are attracted to him. He is extremely beautiful, very attractive, but at the same time externally looking dull, jadavat, completely neglected, but like a fire covered by ashes, the potency is still there, the beauty is still there, the opulence is still there. So people are attracted to him actually. And then there is a forest fire and he's just walking by and he's burned to ashes. So he gives up his body. He doesn't make an effort to run away. Now the king there, who was impressed by the externals of Rishabhdev, tries to imitate the externals. And in the process, deviates from the whole Vedic principles and creates a new religious system. So, and creates havoc in the society by external imitation without the proper qualification. So coming back, Prabhupada in this particular purport explains, what is self-realization? He said there is a gross and the subtle body and then there is the soul. Self-realization means to become serious about the needs of the self, the true self, the soul, and becoming indifferent to the need of the gross and the subtle body. And sense gratification means just the opposite. Becoming very serious about the needs of the gross and subtle body and being indifferent to the needs of the real self, the soul. However, because this conditioning is there since time immemorial, prematurely, superficially, trying to imitate these great personalities is extremely difficult. It is impossible. It's actually foolish. Insane. And therefore, so many places again and again, the scriptures and the great acharyas implore us to take this process gradually, but steadily. Kramenaiva praliyeta Vishnu Bhakti Ratatmana. Kramenaiva. And not be impatient. Utsahat nishchayat dhairyat. Move towards the perfection as exemplified and as instructed by the Lord in his incarnations and the acharyas. So, Rishabhdev, the first instruction of his series of instruction, one whole chapter, the four chapters in the fifth canto, third, fourth, fifth and sixth chapters of fifth canto are dedicated to Maharaj Rishabhdev's incarnation. So, first chapter is his birth, the second is his activities. His instructions are the third chapter and the fourth is his departure. So, in the third chapter, several verses, but the first verse, very famous, Nayam deho deha bhajam de loke kashtan kaman arhati vidbhujam ye. తపో దివ్యం పుత్రకాయేన సత్వం శుద్ధేద్ యస్మాత్ బ్రహ్మసౌఖ్యం ద్వనంతం. I did some research and I found out Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke this verse the most number of times. Of all the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke this verse the maximum number of times. Next only to Bhagavad Gita 7.1, which he spoke 24 lectures. 24 lectures are on Mayasakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yathagyasasitachrunu. And in that particular 7.1 purport, Srila Prabhupada writes the exact same verses, Shanvadam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha, the five verses, which he writes in his Markine Bhagavad Dharma. That I have full faith that wherever, however people are fallen, if only they take up the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, then bhidyate hridaya granthi, chidyante sarva samshaya, kriyante chasya karmani, drishta evan manishvare. And his conviction was proved by his example of what kind of environment he was entering into. But how he remained like a Hamsa, Paramahamsa. Just yesterday, I think Sri Mai Prabhu sent that Prabhupada in Mishra Yoga Studio. That lady is speaking. She was a participant in that yoga studio. And she was there at that time when Prabhupada visited that Mishra studio and stayed with Mishraji for some time. And there is a beautiful 2-minute clipping. It's amazing. It's such a sweet, Prabhupada looks so effulgent. And the description that she gives of Prabhupada in that time, what a gentleman in terms of dealings with Mishra. At the same time, how he, and Mishra would give a talk, and he would, out of etiquette, call Swamiji at the end and whisper in his ear, only 20 minutes, huh? Only 20 minutes. And Prabhupada said, yeah. But this lady says, once, and he would only kirtan, he wouldn't speak. Because if he speaks, he will smash. So he would do kirtan. And this kirtan, invariably, she says, would go for minimum 1 hour. And any opportunity that gave, he would enter the kitchen and he would be fully absorbed in cooking a fantastic feast. At least for, he would cook for Mishra, but every time he would cook for 20 people. And these, some of his disciples, Mishra's disciples, yoga people would come to help him. And she says, we used to kind of talk to him, but he would be absorbed. Whatever he would do, he would be fully absorbed in it. And she says, one time I asked him, can I hug you, Swami? Prabhupada said, yes. But then she says, how he, you know, not physically, but in a way he gave his mercy to that lady. So, like a Hamsa. So this is the conviction that he had, that if only they hear the name, the form, the qualities, the past tense of the Lord. And the second verse that he spoke max number of times is this verse, 5.5.1. 12 times. No other verse in Gita or Bhagavatam has been spoken so many times. 12 times. So, na ayam deha, deha bhajam deloke, kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujamye. Having got the human form of life, deha bhajam, deha bhak, then kastan kaman, and struggling so much, spending the quality time of that energy simply for those things which are available to all the other lower species without having this distinct prerogatives, the benedictions of human life. Even they can enjoy that. And therefore, what should we do? Tapo divyam putraka. Tapaha. You know, a few days back, we heard Naranarayan Rishi also did that tapasya. But this particular tapo divyam. So what is that tapo divyam? What is the divine tapasya? Actually, whether we like it or not, just existing in this world is tapasya. Prakriti sthani karshati. It's the struggle for existence. So tapasya everyone has to do, whether we like it or not. Lockdown is a tapasya. Different type of tapasya. When it opens, another tapasya. There is no, having come into this world, there is no substitute to tapasya. Willingly, unwillingly. But tapasya itself means voluntary acceptance of inconvenience. What an amazing definition. Such crisp and perfect definition. Voluntary acceptance of inconvenience. Tapo divyam putraka. Acha, what kind of inconvenience? Prahlad Maharaj is instructed by Lord Narsingadev. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam kalevaram kala javena hitva kirtim vishuddham suragi suraloka geetam. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam. When wonderful things come, the tapasya is to accept as much as necessary, thinking that my pious credits are getting exhausted. And by doing little austerities, the like fasting, etc., whatever devotional activities, doing it, you know, tattat karma parvartanat, then papam, all the reactions of bad activities are going away. So tapo divyam putraka yena, one, what is the proof that your tapasya is divya or divine or demoniac? Demoniac is any tapasya which increases the false ego. We see it's amazing how these demons perform tapasya. When they perform tapasya, such determination, probably no devotees have ever performed such tapasya. Because they go with a vengeful attitude. When they do tapasya, they give up eating, sleeping, mating, everything, defending everything. But as soon as the benefits come, the benediction come, they compensate for millions of years of, you know, dryness. Prabhupada gave the example of a bed bug. During winter, it becomes thin, only bones. It doesn't have bone. But something like Hiranyakashipu becoming bones and skin. Waiting till the summer season, when people sweat and then it becomes fat. So Hiranyakashipu, tremendous tapasya. Prabhupada mentions, only bones were there, but still his envy against the Lord did not go. He got practically a new body. So body may change, but envy won't go. The subtle body, which carries yantra rudhani maya, you know, which carries from, or like a vayur gandha nivashayat, the subtle body's desires don't go by this kind of tapasya. In fact, the ego gets puffed up more and more. Look how austere I am. Therefore, Narada says, Aradhito yadi harihi, tapasatatah kim? Na aradhito yadi harihi, tapasatatah kim? If you are voluntarily accepting inconvenience simply to worship the Lord, to satisfy Him, samsiddhir haritoshan, not in a stubborn way. And let me see how you don't give. Now, in a way that is pleasing. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. So that's really tapasya. Otherwise, naham vede na tapasa na dane na chayijaya. I am not impressed by all this stuff. Who can ever match Naranara and Rishi in tapasya? So, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhet. This is the test. Is our consciousness being purified? Or is it getting putrefied? So, just like that milk drinking Brahman, Lord Chaitanya said, if by drinking only milk, if I could achieve Krishna, you know, then I would have drunk for lifetimes. If giving up my body, I would have become, you know, I would have given up the body 100 times. He told Sanatana Goswami, it's my property now. Should use it in my desire, my will. Thy will be done. This is the greatest tapasya. Not my will. So, tapo divyam putraka, yena sattvam shuddhet. Yasmat, how do we know that we are doing the right tapasya and our existence is being purified? Yasmat brahma saukhyam. Then the pleasure is not dependent on the things or people or the situations of this material world of dualities. Because you have focused it on your connection, eternal connection with the Lord. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanadana. It's actually your execution of your connection with the Lord. And that, ahaituki apratihata. Nothing in this creation can stop that connection with the Lord. It's simple, wherever you are. There is Pankajangari Prabhu right now, practically not in a situation to do anything. No one can ever stop anybody from remembering the Lord and dedicating, being there for the Lord every breath. So, yasmat brahma saukhyam. Why brahma saukhyam? Why are we aspiring for spiritual happiness and not material happiness? That's described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You know, that beyond which, yeah, what is that? 6.23? There is a Sukham Atyantikam Yattad Buddhi grahyam atindriyam veti yatrana chaivayam sitaschalati tattvatah yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tatah yasmin sitona dukkhena gurunapi vichalyate tam vidyat dukkha samyogam vyogam yoga sangitam. So sukham atyantikam, the ultimate happiness, buddhi grahyam, only intelligent people can understand this. Animalistic mentality cannot understand this. You know, durlabha manava labhiya janama samsare, manushya janama paya radha krishna bhajiya. So, buddhigrahyam atindriyam. And it's not based on the senses. Senses can be used, Rishikesh and Rishikesham. But it's not based on the happiness of the senses. Atindriyam. Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tatah. The proof that you have achieved the highest happiness, even when the Lord offers liberation permanently from all sufferings, even entrance into the spiritual realm of Vaikuntha, I don't need it. Mama janmani janmanish, I don't care. But I want your remembrance, your service, and the association of those like-minded people. For me, kaivalyam narakayate, tridashapur akasa pushpayate. For everything else is secondary. That's the pleasure of devotional service. Having experienced that, yam labdhva cha aparam labham manyate nadhikam tatah, and yasmin sthitah, having situated there, dukhena gurunapi na vichalyate. Khanda khanda hoy deha jay jadi pran, tabu ame vadane na chade harinam. Again and again in all this, either it is Bhagavatam or CC, we see this. Whether Rantidev, in distributing this water and giving away to these people, dying, practically giving your life. This glass of water, if I give, I'm giving my life. Even shivering with weakness, is telling that the joy that I'm experiencing, the happiness I'm experiencing and sharing, I can't compare this. I want this life after life. That means I don't even want liberation. Too high, dizzy heights. But this is a fact. And if we try to artificially imitate it, it is nothing but cheating. It's nothing but cheating. In the Mana Shiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami, same thing happened during Bhaktisiddhanta Sasasi's time also. Many times there is an allegation made that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sasasi Thakur, Srila Prabhupada never in their teachings emphasized or even followed the Raga Marga that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Prema Rasa Niryasa Kurite Aswadan Raga Marga Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharan. Parama. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Rasika Shekhar Krishna Parama Karuna Ei Dui Icha Hetu Ei Dui Hetu Ichara Udgama Ei Dui Hetu Haite Ichara Udgama. He says, Lord Chaitanya appeared for only two reasons. Prema rasa niryasa uttama ujjula rasam subhakti sriyam, to experience the highest realm of love. Prema rasa niryasa kurite asvadan. And he wanted to experience, what is it about Srimati Radharani that she experiences when she sees me, when she serves me? From this position, I can't experience. I want to take her position. Aswadan. And having experienced, when you are enjoying something and you look at people who have nothing of that, if you don't, then you are a hard-hearted person. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Because he says, I am not impressed by Aishwarya Shithila Prema. When there is awe and reverence, as in Vaikuntha, Krishna doesn't relish it so much. He likes it. He accepts it. But he's not. But he says, when my friends climb onto my shoulder and says, what do you think, you are great? I am also equally great. I can lift Govardhan on my own stick. I'll help you. Because you must be tired. You relax. I'll just hold it till then. Or when the gopis chastise, or when Mother Yashoda chastises me, thinking that if I don't feed him, he will die. It's millions of times more pleasing than the Devata singing Purusha Sukta, glorifying me. So, Raga Marga Bhakti Loke Karite Prachara, spontaneous natural love, beyond all rules and regulations. That is the gopis' love for Krishna. Loka Dharma, Vaide Dharma, nothing, everything they gave up. They ran just like Toime Ananya Vishaya Matir Madhupateya Sakrit. Like Kunti Devi said, like Ganges runs, doesn't care, running over all the obstacles. That love he came, and therefore, sometimes people do make allegation that Prabhupada didn't give this, Bhaktisiddhanta never gave this. No, Lord Chaitanya taught this. Two processes. I mean, Lord Chaitanya actually handed over his sampradaya in the hands of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Tomar Gaudiya. During that Gundicha Marja, hey, tera Gaudiya kya kar raha hai, dekh, mera pair dho raha hai, Bhagwan ke saan. Washing my feet in front of Lord Jagannath. You are Gaudiya. Prabhupada writes in the purport. That means any Gaudiyas are Swarup Damodars. Who is he? Lalita Sakhi. Who's actually training Radharani how to serve Krishna. She's like a teacher. Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar would assist Lord Chaitanya in relishing Krishna's love. So that Swarup Damodar gave the external process of Raga Marga to Vakreshwar Pandit, who gave it to his disciple Gopal Guru Goswami, who gave it to his disciple Dhyan Chandra Goswami, who wrote a book in Raga Marga, how to worship the deities. So many mantras, and for each mantra, each personality, there are mantras, and there are deep meditations on each personality. And then there are so many offerings. This would take not less than 18 to 20 hours a day. Minimum. This is a sadhana. Raganuga sadhana. And then he gave the internal process to Raghunath Das Goswami. He taught the process. When he asked, Raghunath Das Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, I don't know, like a madman, I also renounced everything and came to you, but I don't know what to do. Please instruct me. He said, I will give you some broad guideline, but I hand over to your counselor, Swarup Damodar. Gramya Varta na Shunive, Gramya Katha na Shunive, Gramya Varta na Kahive. Bhalana khaibe ar bhalana paribe. Amani manada hoya Krishna naam sada labe. Braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. This is the broad guideline. Further purports, Raghunath Das Goswami will give. Swarup Damodar will give you. Swarupera Raghu. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed away, Swarup Damodar Goswami taught the process, asked him to go. Lord Chaitanya also, through giving him Shaligram and the Gunjamala, he indicated that you serve Govardhan, actually, Govardhan, Shila and Gunjamala. He stayed there. And he has written this 12 verses called the Manah Shiksha. In this particular verses, which is just like Rupa Goswami's, you know, Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit, this Mana Shiksha is preaching to the mind. This is the Vaishnava style of preaching to everyone through referring to one's own mind. Dushta Mana Tumi Kishara Vaishnava. Tamar Bhajan Kevala Kaitava. Vishaya Dirjana Sada Paperata. Ichu Nahim Varguna Gopinath Mama Nivedanashun. This is the way of addressing through one's mind, also instructing. It's a very humble way of instructing. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the very first verse, gives what is the real tapasya. Now, this pattern, if you see Gaudiya Mutt's logo, there are two processes. There is the Vidhi Bhakti and there is the Raga process. Through Sankirtan and preaching, worshipping, rather than Bhagavat Marga, and then there is the, you know, worship of the deities, etc. That is one other marga. And our acharyas have perfectly combined both. Perfectly combined both. While doing that, automatically, even sometimes without our knowledge, just like an elevator lifts and takes us up, we just don't have to monkey around with the buttons. That's all. Just stand there. Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya can actually take us to a platform that we also should be wondered. It's awarded. That mercy is awarded. You know? So, like Arjun, he fought. Nimitta matra bhava. But eventually he realized it was Krishna doing the whole thing. But I did my best. So, here is Raghunath Das Goswami mentioning the process that was given, why did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speak so strongly against this so-called Raga Marga? Because at that time in history, many people, so-called Babajis, were following that process which was taught to Dhyan Chandra Goswami and externally exactly imitating all of those things. But because of lack of qualification to stay on that platform, like the king here trying to imitate Rishabdev, created a havoc. Generations of people being misled, completely atheistic, thinking themselves to be pious, religious people. So he saw these Sahajiyas who were trying to imitate all this high stuff, 22 hours, 20 hours a day, and then smoking BD, having illicit affairs, rest of the some other time. So there was a cheating going on. Externally you show something and internally. Dushta manatumi kishara vaishnava. Therefore he was very strong. That doesn't mean he disregarded it. Varshabhanavi devi daitaya krupabdhai. But he apasiddhanta dvantaharin. What he hated was this kind of artificial imitation. So this is an elaborate purport that he has written. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a beautiful explanation to this first verse of Manashiksha, where he talks about two things. Actually, what is tapasya? Tapasya means in the human life, it is just junction. You have two paths. That's it. You have only two paths. One path is most convenient, natural, and the other path is difficult. And to take that is tapasya. Here the word is used, darshayan vartma dhiranam. Vartma. Vartma means the path. Vartmani. So there are two. Mrityu samsara vartmani and apavarga vartmani. Pavarga and apavarga. Ashraddhanaha purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. And the other one सताम प्रसंगा मम वीर्य संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्ण रसायन तज्जोषनाद आशु आशु अपवर्ग वर्तमनि श्रद्धा रतिर भक्ति अनुक्रमिष्यति. इट्स एन इंटरनल थिंग. इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल इन दिस डे एंड एज टू आर्टिफिशियली डू दैट एट ऑल. हु कैन टेक आउट अनलेस यू आर टोटली रिनाउंस एंड गो समवेयर लाइक ए बाबाजी सिट देयर इन राधाकुंड 22 hours a day. You can't think. Sometimes only half an hour or 45 minutes they would sleep, and that too, sometimes they would skip that because they didn't have time to sleep. Too busy. Right? Who? But at the same time, through the process of preaching the Bhagavat Marga, simultaneously, automatically, we do our best and Krishna does the rest. We simply wait. Sthane sthita shrutigataam tanuvaang manobhir ye prayesho ajita jitopi. Just be situated wherever you are. But internally cry out. Internally that desperation and that strictness should come to stay on the narrow but straight path. Bahushaka yanantasa buddhayo. So there are two paths. Mrityu samsara vartmani and apavarga vartmani. And anukulyas sankalpo pratikulyas mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamakshayo. And in the later verses, Rishabhdev says about controlling the mind. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamakshayo. It's just the mind. Mind here, not just only the mind. Mind, intelligence and the false ego. They have a nexus. आपस का फोर्ट बना के रखा है. एंड दे हैव मेड द बॉडी द सेंसेस सर्वेंट सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल ऑक्यूपाइंग दिस बॉडी विच बिलोंग्स टू कृष्णा इज सोल्ड आउट. कामादीनाम कति न कति धा पालिता दुर्निदेशास तेषां जाता मई न करुणा न तृपा नोपशांति. सर्विंग दिस टुडे आई हैव गॉट गुड इंटेलिजेंस माई लॉर्ड तेषां जाता टुडे आई हैव गॉट नाउ आई एम वॉन्टिंग टू सरेंडर. But we have declared a war, but it's not easy. Anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varchanam. So in their first verse, Raghunath Das Goswami begins with telling the do's and then he tells the don'ts. He says, Gurau goshthe goshtha la yishu sujane. भूसुरगणे स्वमंत्रे श्रीनामने व्रजन वयुव द्वंद्व शरणे. द फर्स्ट टू वर्सेस फर्स्ट टू लाइन्स स्पीक अबाउट व्हाट आर द थिंग्स. रतिम कुरु रतिम अपूर्वाम अतितराम कुरु रतिम. अल्टीमेटली डेवलप अटैचमेंट. द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति इज नॉट डिटैचमेंट. The process of bhakti is attachment. Detachment is an insignificant byproduct. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayasi asu vairagyam jnanam cha. Everything is a byproduct. We just develop attachment. Well, we have no attachment. But you don't have an act attached. That is sadhana. You have no attachment. Enthusiastic. Act enthusiastic. Hit the mind. So, Kuru Ratim, acha, why? And then he says, Sada Dambham Hitva. Sada, eternally reject pride. Kuru Ratim, establish attachment, Apurvam Atitaram. Intense and unprecedented attachment. Adjectives he uses. Unprecedented attachment and intense attachment. Unprecedented. Why unprecedented? Anarpita charinchirat. Please understand. And then he says, Aye swantar bhratah. Aye, my dear mind. How he addresses the mind? Swa antah bhratah. My dear inner friend. Yaar, is journey mein tu mera dost hai. Tu mera companion hai. You are my companion. Please help me. ayeswantar bhrati chatubhir abhiyache dhritapada. Chatubhir means with flattery words, with sweet words. Kitna sundar hai. Just like child.
Are kyun sona re, sona.
Kitna acha ladka re tu. Bahut acha ladka, aisa nahi karne ka. Good boy, na? You want to be a good boy. Good boys don't, bad boys do that. Good boys don't know this. So, chatubhir abhiyache dhritapada. I catch hold of your feet. Only in the first stage. Afterwards, he takes the stick. Gadha kahi ka. Kya kar raha hai tu? But abhi dosti kar raha hai. First sambandha. Baad mein abhideya. So, in the first verse, he says, aye swantar bhratah. Because manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Till that point, you have to be with me. Till my last breath, you are with me. Please, cooperate with me. I'm going to tell you what you should give up and what you should hold on to. So then he says, which are the things you should develop attachment to? And what kind of attachment? That unprecedented. Unprecedented means never ever for a long time in all the incarnations had anyone given the kind of attachment to Krishna that Lord Chaitanya has given. Never ever given for a long, long time. Charim Chirat Karunaya Rasika Shekhar Krishna Parama Karuna. He relished and he freely distributed. Unprecedented. And intense, because until it is intense, you will get diverted. You will get compromised. You will get deviated. Param drishtva nivartate. Until it is intense, anything else will become prominent and you will just fall down. You will just fall away from the path. So, first thing he said, what you should be attached to. Gurau. He uses two, the Diksha and the Shiksha Guru. And Shiksha Guru doesn't mean one who taught you how to wear a dhoti, the temple commander. Here Shiksha Guru means the liberated souls, all the great acharyas, the current and the previous. And Gurau, the Diksha Guru. Intense, not as a saintly person, but as a friend. Your ever well-wisher, Prabhupada signed always. So that he's our friend, true friend. Friend, you can open your heart. If there is too much awe and reverence, then you may not express your heart. But intimacy without frivolity. That's intimacy, sweetness. So that kind of friendly attitude one should develop towards the gurus. Gurau, goshthe, Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, or the Bhauma Vrindavan, goshthe, Tu Vrindavan, Mara Mana Vrindavan, Vishaya Chhadiya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Ma. So those where the Lord is worshipped eternally, and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have that facility right here, wherever Krishna is worshipped. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami. Goshthe, goshthalayishu, and the eternal residence of Vrindavan. All the residents who reside even in mind, Srila Prabhupada, 100% Vrajavasi, who carried Vrindavan in his heart, who brought Vrindavan to the whole world and the whole world to Vrindavan. So, goshthalayishu. Sujane. Sujane are other Vaishnavas. Very, very exalted Vaishnavas around us. Bhusuragane. And all those Brahminical people from, not only those who don't believe in Vrindavan as Prem Gaurang Prabhu was discussing yesterday. They have a different mood, the other sampradayas. But if they are sincerely teaching devotional service and teaching Varnashram, they should be Bhu Suragane, developing friendship, developing attachment, inspiration. Then Swamantre, especially the Gayatri Mantra, the Kama Gayatri. Sri Namni, unto the holy name. Vraja Nava Yuva Dvandva Sharane. To taking shelter of all of these things. Sharane. Sharane means first establish a sambandha and then start reconnecting to that sambandha. Intensify this unprecedented in an intense way. This taste for this. And then he says, Sada Dambham Hitva. Hey, be careful of one thing. Dambham here is translated as cheating, deceit, pride, arrogance, everything essentially coming from the ego being established in our mind. So it's dealing with the mind basically. Sada Dambham Hitva. I would like to just read this beautiful section where Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur addresses six different elements of pride. Illusion, deceit, pretense, ignorance, deviousness, and offenses. These are not pride themselves, but are the elements which constitute pride. And sometimes there is difficulty in differentiating between some of them. So they require definition. It is Sada Dambham Hita. Why he says Sada? Don't think it's a tick off. You have put a box. Okay, today I conquered lust, anger, greed. One time one person came to me. 6 months after I kind of shared Krishna consciousness with him, Prabhuji, he said, Prabhuji, lust or anger control ho chuka hai bas. Thoda envy baki hai. मैं बोला सबसे बड़ा इल्यूजन यही है छह महीने में से नहीं लश तो कैंग हो गया प्रभु जी ऑलमोस्ट अभी खत्म हो गया था बाय लॉकडाउन खत्म होने तक हो जाएगा समथिंग लाइक दैट टू दैट इफेक्ट ही सेड आई मीन ही वाज कन्विंस्ड थोड़ा एनवी बाकी है उसके बाद एक एक करके मैं ले रहा हूं उनको बोला वाह सो Illusion means that one becomes satisfied and complacent by material accomplishments, that we achieve some result which is measured by material terms and we become proud. Hanumanji, when he was jumping towards Lanka, it is explained he represents a sadhaka. When he was flying and crossing each of these obstacles, the devatas praise him by telling, there is a beautiful, yastu chatwari, yastu etani chatwari, vanarendra yatha tava, dhritihi drishtihi matir daksham, sa karmasu nasidati. He said, yastu etani chatwari, Vanarendra Yathatava. Dear Hanuman, when he kills Simhika, at that time the demigods glorify Valmiki Ramayana says, and they say, Yastu Etani Chatwari. You are demonstrating four qualities. Etani Chatwari, Vanarendra Yathatava. Oh, best of the Vanaras. The kind of qualities that you are demonstrating. What are these four? Dhriti Drishti Matir Daksham. Sa karmasu na siddhati. Such a person, we can tell you, assured that you will be jita jitopi. You will be conquer. You will conquer. Whatever you have set about, you will conquer. So what is dhriti? Dhriti is determination born of confidence. Confidence in the mercy of the Lord, in the blessings of the acharyas, in the blessings that come through the instructions of the parampara. When Hanumanji is about to jump, Valmiki uses the word Jaghama Lankam Manasa Manasvi. Jaghama Lankam Manasa Manasvi. In his mind, he decided. Ab mujhe karna. You know, sometimes in Kannada they say, even in English, can you do this? Done. Done. You heard this? Done. Done matlab ho gaya. Kya ho gaya? Abhi bada idhar hi. Tere ko bola sara books udhar se udhar transfer. Done. Done matlab tu bol diya na. Ho gaya samajh le. That is a servant. A good servant is the good master. Only a good master can be a good servant. One who is completely conquered his senses in the service of the Lord can be a good servant. And a servant can be a good master because he can guide everyone else. So Manasvi, he has decided. But look at his confidence. When he's frying, he says, I offer my respects to Surya, Chandra and all the devatas. And I offer to all my other predecessors. And now, as an arrow which is shot by the invincible bow of the remembrance of Lord Ram and the order of his representative Sugriva, and now the mercy of Jambavan, I will be able to cross over. Not only that, he says, even before jumping, he says, I will come back with Sita. If I don't find her in Lanka, I'll go to the heavenly planets. And if I don't find her there, I will tie Ravana and pluck out Lanka and bring him back. But I won't come back without finishing the job. This is his confidence. Because without this determination and confidence, no question of crossing over 100 yojanas. Bhavasagara? Etams aatsthaya paratmanishtham adhyasitam purotamai maharshibhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamomukundangri nishevayeva. A sannyasi should have this determination. This is why Lord Chaitanya chanted this mantra of Avanti Brahman as a mantra before taking up sannyas. Like Srila Prabhupada. No question of returning back without success. Even though he had return ticket. But for him it was one-way ticket. And I'll come back only if I have executed the will of my guru. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what will happen. But, well, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachisuta Priyati Krishna, he has given me instruction. Let him, Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Se Mathe. So that is the dhriti, determination with which Hanuman jumped. Naturally, when a sadhaka with this kind of determination takes up the process, sure enough, quickly success will come, praises will come, facilities will come, position will come within a very few years, especially in ISKCON. It's possible. Wow. Prabhuji, manna padega. Kya? Kadak hai aapka. And there is a tendency, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes here, there is a tendency, illusion means that one becomes satisfied and complacent by material accomplishments, that we achieve some result which is measured by material terms and we become proud. And rest on those glories, past glories. I could do this, I could achieve this, you know who did this. And then he says, deceit is that one takes or is satisfied with externals of spiritual life, which may mean one's dress, demeanor, mannerism, birth, and so on, and uses those to portray one's qualification. So some position. Now I have a danda, now I have a particular sannyas name or an initiated name and a title attached to it. So, subtly Thus, that could also provide a subtle amount of, and this can come, we have seen in our organization last 50 years, probably the highest position that people can reach in the society, managerially, spiritually, have had issues. Sadadambham hitva. We don't know when it will enter. So mind, be alert. Be careful about this. Pretense is a quality that is clearly defined by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that is cultivating a desire for something else in practicing devotional service other than love for Krishna. Subtly, the goal is shifted. The goal is pure devotional service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. This is our Gaudiya goal. Bahushakayananta Shabuddhayo Avyavasayana. So the later part, Mainaka Mountain, represents sattvic kind of barriers. You know, facilities and things which we can justify in terms of yukta vairagya. It's needed for my service. Perfectly alright. But something sticks, unfortunately, in this material world. Subtly. Then comes the surasa, which is for this mainak, it is drishti, far-sightedness. Obstacle is what we see when we lose sight of the goal. Nazar hati, durghatna ghati. Vyavasayatmika buddhi rekeha. I have not come here for this. I came for something else. Having inspired by this, I won't have anything else. I cannot allow. I will accept it. Touch and go. But the nature of this world is things stick on. And the mind gets adjusted. And then justifies with so many. Then the intelligence and the ego, they all come to an exit. They form a group and then they create a whole philosophy to justify this dambha. What are different philosophies? The only philosophy is the truth. Tattvadarshina. Any other, all various philosophies are nothing but wonderful packaging for the doubt about the absolute. In different nice packaged forms. Shatdarshan. It's nothing but confusion about the absolute truth. Covered in beautiful Vedic package. So, then comes the drishti, then comes mati. Mati is intelligence to discriminate, especially when the rajasic kind of obstacles come. So there is competition. You, what do you think? You can stop me? 10 yojanas. She says, 20. 30, 40, 50, 60, going on. There is no end to this. Time is getting wasted. I don't want to get caught up in these ego battles. With the mind, it can be internal. Wo kyun bole, usko jhukne do pehle, main kyun jhuku? I was not wrong. Vaishnavism is beyond right and wrong. I have to achieve, I have come here not to fight with this lady and prove my point to this lady. I want to actually move on. And find Sita for Lord Ram. This is nothing doing. Okay, I become small. Okay, Baba. Win-win. Tu bhi khush, mai bhi khush. Tera kaam ho gaya na, tere muh ke andar se ho gaya. Tu khush. I lost, Baba. You won. Theek hai? Ab muh band kar. Shut your mouth. She not only shuts, but blesses. What mati? What discrimination, what refined intelligence, to subtly discriminate. Is it simply a subtle ego battle or pretense or something like that? Am I cheating myself? Mind, please don't cheat yourself. We have a long way to go. Don't get caught up here itself. And then, daksham. Daksham, I would like to share that wonderful word used. So, daksham is skillful, vigorous and determined action. These are tamasic kind of obstacles, which are bad habits, which actually are absolutely unfavorable, which can so subtly come and devour. And that requires daksham, expertise, in terms of vigorous and determined action. Hanumanji did not play around. Like Surasa. With Surasa, he just kind of take a thoda play around here, then he just kind of. With Simhika, he became big enough to for her to open her mouth. Then he went in, not for a just, you know, like tour. He went inside, went to her heart, and actually tore her heart. He went to the heart of the issue and dealt with it. Then, before she closed her mouth, came out, became huge, made a fist and smashed her head and sent it under water. Sometimes in the name of preaching, we could get subtly carried away by the facilities on instruments of those preaching. One very prominent thing that is visible everywhere, not only here for spiritualists, every spiritual organization, especially in these days and time, is the same enjoyment propensity, kama. There is kama and there is prema. As Sachinandan Maharaj says, things become subtler and subtler and subtler. So subtle, this dambha. Why sada dambham? Because there are different aspects revealed in the later verses. These come in such ways that you may see it as your strength. And that strength could be our weakness. One thing that I am noticing for myself is this internet. We are playing with Simhika. Suddenly she opens her mouth, pops up. And before we know, we are inside. We can't around play around. That's too risky. You have to go to the root and finish it off. Very nice thing. One of the person devotees who was presenting this seminar said, whenever we try to do some things which we don't want to be publicly known, if your guru is standing, just take it at least that much. Would we do that kind of an action? If not, that means, hey, we want to show something and be something, and that's what cheating is about. So, I'll just quickly conclude, but this is an interesting section. Okay. Ignorance is forgetfulness of one's spiritual identity. Deviousness means that some other motivation may arise and offenses can be made against the holy name, the devotees and so on. These are all the elements that cause pride. These are all different masks that our Prem Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning yesterday. These are all the different masks that Maya may put and come as our friend, well-wishing friend, like Putana early came. Asivat, she was like a sharp sword put in a very beautiful case. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, in Krishna Leela, Shakatasur, The car demon personified pride, which arose from residual habits carried over from previous lifetimes. Trinavarta exemplified pride from scholarship. Yamalarjuna epitomized pride due to aristocracy or high birth. Kalia represented pride which arises due to crookedness or a devious mentality. I cheated everyone, nobody has still found out, and still I can go away with it. I can go on with it. Who are we trying to? Fool. Arishtasura, no. The sacrificial brahmanas or the yagyik brahmanas personified pride due to position in varnashram. Arishtasura showed pride which arise due to practicing false religious principles. Sometimes it comes in Indian devotees. You know, Westerners, kuch bolo, the kind of background they are coming from, unko conditioning. Hum log to pure Brahman family mein paida hue hain, you know. Garbhadan sanskar ke bina aur sab hua hai hamara. Keshi represents the pride which arises from being materially situated in spiritual life, such as being a guru, sannyasi, or some big position, and becoming proud of that particular situation. From these seven pastimes, we can see present the six elements of pride that Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks: illusion, deceit, pretense, ignorance, deviousness, and offenses. That means when we read these leelas, ho gaya main Krishna book khatam kar diya, char baar khatam kiya. But each time that we actually refer Gurav Goshthe Goshthalayishu and all the other wonderful purports of our acharyas, take shelter of these wonderful pastimes. That's why Krishna has come to attract our hearts. So, Ratim Apurvam Atitaram. Then, and also simultaneously aware that Sada Dambham Hitva. Then, there is assured success. Susukham kartum avyayam. Actually, the path is very simple. The problem is we are not so simple. Or the mind doesn't allow us to be simple because of conditioning since time immemorial. And therefore, unless we are alert and watchful through the spiritual intelligence and a humble attitude of humility, you know, detecting that pride may come in various forms. We may not be able to reach the goal and come back safely. Come back meaning, you know, after finding Sita, not come back. We have to go back, to Godhead. And come back only if the Lord wants to do some preaching. That's okay. So this is about Rishabhdev. I don't know how much it was about Rishabhdev, but it was something I'm reading and it was so much relevant and connected. I thought I should share this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.